Hi there. I'm Mary Hartman, Director of Education at Bard on the Beach, and this is The Two Gentlemen of Verona in a nutshell. Before I begin, I'd like to invite you to learn more about the location of our Shakespeare Festival. It's been called Snoq for more than 1,000 years by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. You can learn more on our website, in your house program, or near the entrance to our festival site. I'd also like to take a moment to thank the sponsor of the In a Nutshell Talks, Global BC. The 1980s were a remarkable time when it comes to popular culture. Many people look at the gravity-defying hairstyles, the aggressively angular fashions, and the garishly bright colors, and they just cringe. Other people look back with nostalgia and appreciation on a period of explosive cultural growth, when MTV brought a whole new dimension to popular music, technological advances gave rise to the never-ending entertainment of video games, and Hollywood cranked out a steady stream of blockbusters, many of which are still appreciated today. This exuberant expansion was a lot like adolescence, with its desperate, voracious desire to test boundaries, to express more, to do more, to be more. And so, the 1980s provide an apt setting for the Shakespeare comedy most associated with impulsiveness and immaturity, The Two Gentlemen of Verona. Our production this season begins with a bit of a dance number in which a love letter is handed off. More on that in a moment. The play then begins as two close friends are getting ready to part. Young Valentine is off to the Duke of Milan's court, just the thing for a young man to do to start his career. Valentine mocks his friend Proteus's reason for staying at home. Proteus is in love with Julia. In the next scene, we meet Julia and see her wrestle with her own embarrassment as Lucetta gently teases her about receiving a love letter from Proteus. Just as things look promising for the young lovers, Proteus's parents decide that he must join Valentine, and they send him off to the Duke's court in Milan. Julia and Proteus share a tearful goodbye, exchanging rings and promising to be faithful. Meanwhile, in Milan, Valentine has fallen in love with the Duke's daughter, Sylvia. Of course, the Duke has a different suitor in mind for his daughter, Sir Turio, so Sylvia can't really express her own desires freely. She finds a way to let Valentine know he's the one for her, with the help of his more perceptive servant, Speed. So we seem to have two happy little pairings. Proteus and Julia love one another, and Sylvia and Valentine love one another. But of course, the plot thickens when two big things happen. First, when Proteus arrives in Milan, he falls instantly in love with Sylvia. Meanwhile, back in Verona, Julia has such unshakable faith in Proteus's love for her that she decides to disguise herself as a boy so she can safely travel to Milan to surprise him. I'll let the rest of the story unfold for you on stage. One of the notable things about The Two Gentlemen of Verona is the appearance of the only named animal character in a Shakespeare play, Crab the dog. In the 1998 movie Shakespeare in Love, theater owner Philip Henslow, played by Geoffrey Rush, defines comedy as love and a bit with a dog. It's interesting that while this must have been popular with Shakespeare's original audiences, the playwright never again created a canine character. Another notable thing about the play is just how difficult it's become to stage the ending as Shakespeare wrote it. Without getting into spoilers, let's just say that our understanding of what it means to live happily ever after has changed a fair amount since Shakespeare's day. One of the joys of producing Shakespeare is how flexible it is and how open the plays are to reworking, reinventing, and reimagining. Shakespeare's language, characters, and stories remain popular after hundreds of years because of their ability to transcend the time and place of their initial creation. They can be set in the 1580s in Verona, Italy, in the 1980s Verona of our production, or in an infinite variety of other possibilities. Thanks to the creative innovation of today's theater artists, Shakespeare's plays can resonate in new ways and hold the mirror up to who we are now. The Two Gentlemen of Verona is playing on the BMO main stage until September 19th, 2025. We hope you'll come back to see the other plays in our season. You can find all the details at bardonthebeach.org. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful time at Bard on the Beach.